The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem. And they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned, after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant? Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. The very first thought that came to me upon reading this gospel, when our Lord says to the first servant, you have been faithful in small matters. I immediately, for whatever reason it came to me, someone shared with me not too long ago that they had let go of a house cleaner. And he said, you know, Father, the guy, he did a fair enough job, you know, visibly everything was clean, but he never did all the little things that someone may or may not see. I could hire anybody to do what he did. Reading rather in depth this morning about what the fathers say of this gospel, and just to share the most abbreviated Cliff Notes version, they see the 10 servants as any disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, anyone who has been entrusted with the faith. And this is why each receives one, because they say the faith is a unity. There is a wholeness to it. And so these 10 disciples, what are they entrusted to do? He says, engage in trade. Spread the faith. And the fathers say, how does one spread the faith? In 2 ways. By preaching the gospel and by witnessing to it. And so when the master comes back and he says, you've been faithful in small matters, what does that mean? The fathers say this. Since there are 2 ways in which we preach the faith, by word and by deed, they say one who is faithful in small matters is one who did not adulterate the word of God. That they did not add to what our faith teaches, and they did not subtract from it. They preached the fullness that they were given. And secondly, the fathers say, one who is faithful in small matters is one who never ceases to pursue the perfect life. Someone who continually tries to grow in virtue. Because one who does not seek virtue, even if they are professing the faith by word, can do harm to souls by the way they live their life. And so who is the last, the third, who does nothing with that gold coin? The fathers say it is the one who hides their faith, who neither witnesses to it by their life nor preaches it by their word. A spiritual director of mine one time said, he said, you should ask our Lord often, grant me to bring you many souls. Give me the gift to bring you many souls. The fathers say those 10 and those 5 are the number of people who were gained for the kingdom of God by the witness of those disciples.